biology class?
UW Stevens Point will lose $1.4 million for the segregated programs, which are budget items that are funded by fees instead of general tax revenue. Add to that $8.2 million in other cuts, and the school is being hit harder than any other campus, according to Chancellor Bernie Patterson.
Our cut to our state support is 25%, the highest of any of the universities in the system. We will have fewer people working here, maybe as many as 115 positions.
The segregated program cuts include entrepreneurial partnerships like the aquaculture demonstration facility in Bayfield. Patterson says the research being done there could help feed a hungry world.
Fish farming, if you will, new breeds of fish that will grow to market size more quickly, is going to have a huge impact in not only feeding people in Wisconsin, in this country, but worldwide.
Other segregated program cuts affect the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology, run by the university's College of Natural Resources.
We have the largest student-run paper-making machine in the country. The cut includes eliminating the operator of that machine, the one who trains the students.
Paper machine lab specialist Lindsay Hoffman fires up the pilot-sized machine, which fills an entire room, rolling out high-quality commercial paper and giving students real-life experience.
We bring in contract work from all over the world. Paper testing, biofuels, chemical analysis. The paper science program boasts 100% job placement within the first 6 months after graduation.
And that's the irony, according to College of Natural Resources Dean Christine Thomas. Why cut programs that are so good at placing students in jobs?
Every student that graduates from the program is employed, and mostly they go out in their first job and make more money than their professors.
Thomas says the college will find a way to keep the paper machine running, but there are other segregated program cuts, including a world-renowned initiative to teach women outdoor skills.
The International Becoming an Outdoors Woman program that's in 44 states, 5 Canadian provinces, and the Wisconsin Bioenergy Initiative.
A research program that may be a key to America's energy independence.
Let me give you an example about biofuel processing.
Professor Malik Alkasrawi shows his students computer models that could help produce the biofuels of tomorrow.
The main problem in biofuel, it's the process costs. It's the money. It's all about economics. Without doing research, we will not be able to solve the problem of the cost.
The Wisconsin Bioenergy Initiative, Becoming an Outdoors Woman, the paper machine, and the aquaculture demonstration facility. These segregated programs have reinforced UW-Stevens Point's reputation as a leading natural resources school. The potential loss of them is troubling to students like Lee Bartnick.
This is huge because this is a lot of our practical experience. We're in the process of trying to rally, get our voices out there, so hopefully we can make a difference. To be honest, I'm more skeptical than hopeful.
But Christine Thomas and Bernie Patterson are hopeful that somehow they'll be able to maintain their university's world-class reputation.
When the dust settles on this, we will continue to be the best college of natural resources in the universe.
These are challenging times. We're going to meet the challenge. We're going to think about things differently, and we're going to make it work.
That said, Chancellor Patterson is asking lawmakers to cut the cuts. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.